You ever watch somebody like let their dog fucking deep throat their tongue down their fucking esophagus? It's disgusting. That's an ick right there. If I ever walk into it, that's not true. If they're hot enough, I don't give a fuck, man. They could fuck their dog live on stream and I'd be like, she is above a 9 though. She is a Victoria's Secret model. I think I could. It's the remix to Ignition, hopping fresh out the kitchen. Mama rolling that body, got every man in here wishing. Do you guys know R. Kelly's still on Spotify? Fucking cancel him! God, dude. Unbelievable. If you have a Spotify account, you support that shit. You piece of walking garbage. How dare you? You gonna go listen to Remix to Ignition? What is it, on your throwback playlist? You piece of shit! You walking piece of garbage. You should be hung and beat like a pinata and bust your fucking, you racist. I don't know how that equals, but we're going to figure it out. It's definitely somehow, some way. We're not sure how that makes you racist, but it does. And we're going to figure that out one way or another. Okay. Anyways, no, that was obviously just a bit because I just wanted to say, I just thought of this the other day. Well, I didn't think about it. I saw somebody tweet about it. I was thinking about it, to be fair. Like, I had it in my noggin, but I didn't express it in words. Then somebody on Twitter was like, you know, everybody's wants to get Joe Rogan off the platform. Like, everybody's so fucking upset with Joe Rogan. But then, like, everybody's cool that, like, R. Kelly has music on there. And, you know, Bill Cosby has, like, stand-up shows on there. Or, like, stand-up bits and, like, you know, tapes and records of, like, old stand-up shows. And, dude, even Epstein has a podcast on there. You probably didn't even know that. You got, what are you talking about? Epstein killed himself. No, he's a podcast and it's called How I Faked My Death. Now I live in a cave with the elites. That's what the Epstein podcast is called. They go, the first episode is how to build a body double. Second episode is how to live in a cave. It's crazy, man. It's so crazy. Nobody knows about a lot of this stuff because the media, man, they don't want you to know about it. But Epstein's got a podcast. Yeah, it's fucking crazy, dude. People don't think about it. They don't. That's the one thing that I don't necessarily like about the cancel culture. You know, it's like, keep that same energy. You can't just randomly get mad at someone. Like, I mean, I think we could all agree that what Bill Cosby did was debatably worse than what Rogan's like ever done. You know what I think? Right? I think we could all like agree there and say that, you know what, maybe what he did is, maybe it's just a little bit worse. Just a little bit, right? I mean, you would like to think that people would agree, but sometimes they wouldn't. Anyways, you guys, if you're watching right now, you're probably a little bit confused. If you're listening, nothing's different to you. Hopefully the audio levels are still good. But I am actually, oh, there's an echo in here because the room's so wide. I didn't fucking, hello.
I like cock. Suck my cock. Cock. Fat cock. Big juicy cock.
Sorry. My neighbors are probably walking by outside right now. They're like, what the fuck? God, looks like Anthony's getting into OnlyFans finally. Good for him. Good for him diversifying his portfolio. No. So I'm in my technically living room right now. Nobody else is home. The problem here, the reason I'm not upstairs, this episode actually wasn't going to come out on Wednesday today when you're listening, if you're listening when it came out on time, or if you're listening at a later date because you're a piece of shit and you hate me, that's also fine. But the thing is that normally I'm up in the studio, in quotation marks. It's just a couch in the corner of my room that I paid $130 for and put together myself from IKEA. That's my studio. Normally we're up inside my room, as you know, if you normally watch the show on YouTube, but instead we're actually sitting on this couch in the main living room of the home because unfortunately it's pouring rain outside, and up in my room, I'm right next to the roof. You hear it splatting down. You hear the windows clicking and clackling. And it would make a lot of noise, and I wasn't going to be able to record, unfortunately. But instead, the brilliant idea I had, I was like, let's come down here, kick everybody out of the house. I had this entire floor to myself, but I moved the entire furniture around. This took me like 45 minutes, and I set the camera up, and now we're sitting on this couch that probably cost more than all of my equipment here because it is a nice couch. feels great on my back. Normally the other couch, it feels like, you know, I feel like I'm sitting on a, you know, a bus seat. But nonetheless, it does work for upstairs. Once again, no complaints. But I mean, this is just phenomenal on the libido or the libido. Is that a lower part of the back or is that inside a vagina? Libido, right? Isn't that like somewhere in the lower back? Or I'm thinking about the lumbar. The lumbar, not the libido. I think if I had a libido, you know, that would be a different bridge that we would need to cross right now. And that would be a different issue in itself. But we don't have any libido. Or maybe I do have a libido. I don't know what the fuck. I didn't go to pre-med. I'm not pre-med. I'm not pre-anything. I'm pretty, I'm fucking pre-rehab. Today's fucking episode is going to be sponsored by My Will to Live, if you're curious, which is not the most reliable sponsor. Other than, yeah, the fuck was I talking about? Anyways, yeah, the spot I'm in, the windows are right there. I hope the lighting's good. I tried to make it as good as possible. I like opened some windows, some are shut. The neighbors could fully see me just talking to a camera by myself, which is fucking phenomenal. I hope they walk by and I could shoot them a little wave while they call the fucking police to arrest me for insanity. And other than that, I mean, today's going to be a good episode. I just wanted to preface the fact of where we're at, what we're doing, kind of how we're hanging out, how we're having a good time. Nonetheless, please share the show. Share with your friends, your family, your colleagues, share with your therapist. Actually, probably don't share with your therapist because then they're going to try and get into contact with me and they're going to be like, I feel like you need to come in 3, possibly 4 days a week. Does that work for you? And I'm going to be like, please stop calling my phone. I'm fine, lady. All right. Or man, you know, there's men. This is something that I feel deeply about, which is weird. And this is probably a psychological issue that, you know, a therapist could figure out, but you know, I won't go until I have a mental breakdown. Which feels soon, but we're not there yet, but it is coming. I could feel it. It's right. I'm right on the, feel like I'm about to climax into a mental breakdown. Not like, you know, literally metaphorically climax. Of course, that would be weird if I like jizzed everywhere. And at the same time I was having a panic attack, that would be a fucking roller coaster of emotions. Just like this is great, but also the walls are moving. I don't know how to feel right now. It's conflicting interests. I'm not sure. No, but the one thing I don't like, or that I feel that feels different about therapy for some reason, is I feel that like if I went to a male therapist and he was like, what are your problems? I would just be worried that like I was gonna like say something, right? Because this is just, you know, social norms. It's in my head. You know, whether this is right or wrong, I don't know. This is just me expressing my feelings and emotions to you guys on the internet. You know, there's not many of you, only 100, you know, only millions, but that's fine. Anyways, or not millions for the podcast, you know, there's not that many of you. If there was millions listening, you know, we'd have a much nicer studio. It's just, okay, we'll get there eventually. That's not important. Right now, I'm appreciate you guys, of course. I'm all over the place. Let's get back to therapy. Therapist, yes. If there was a guy, if I had a guy therapist, I'm going to keep it a buck with you. If he was like, what seems to be going on? Why are you here today? I would be so worried that I would like say like one thing and he would just like mumbling under his breath. He'd be like, fucking, what a fucking pussy. What a fucking. I'd be like, no, I'm like really like me and my girlfriend, like we're really having some issues. And he's like, all right, why don't you break up with her? And I'm like, I don't think that would solve. No. Like, I want to make this work. He's like, God, what do you want? A relationship and a long lasting family? What are you, a fucking pussy? Like. You know what I'm saying, dude? I don't know. I guess in my head, every guy therapist, I just think of him as like, you know, apparently I think that every guy therapist is like an ex-frat kid. And I would just walk in and he would be like, are you a guy coming to therapy? I'd be like, yeah. He's like, what are you, fucking gay? And I'd be like, I'm like, no, this is just, I just feel like I need help. And he's like, well, fucking, oh yeah, shotgun that beer right now or you have to leave. You do shots? I'm actually sober. Fucking pussy. God, dude. You fucking loser. Drink that fucking handle of vodka or you can't come back. No. But in reality, I don't think I'd be able to like sit there and like genuinely be honest with a guy. I just don't know what it is. Maybe it's something in my head. I don't know. I, it's just, it's, and I, I'm sh-
sure a lot of guys listening to this right now probably feel the same way, that they would, for some reason, I would just feel so much safer expressing my feelings due emotions to like a girl or a woman, or even a dude, or even a person who was a dude, transitioned and is now a woman, because I just feel safer. Or I would sit down with a gay man, absolutely. I would absolutely sit down with a gay man. I would feel safe. I'd feel like he would probably give me something to color with, which I feel, I don't know why I feel like he would give me something to color with, but I like that he would, and it makes me feel safer. And I don't know why. I can't tell you what it is, but that's just how it is. Yeah, but I would need a woman or a gay man or someone who identifies as a woman, I would need them to be my therapist, because I feel like they would be more in touch with their emotions. Whereas for some reason, dude, I had a guy, it wasn't a therapist technically, it was a psychiatrist or somebody, I don't know what it was technically. It was a guy who used to prescribe me my ADHD medication, and he just like, I don't know if it was just all people in that position or it was because he was a guy. I'm going off the fact that it was because he was a guy. And like, I would just tell him, you know, what was going on with the medication. I'd be like, the walls are moving. And he would be like, okay, suck it up, pussy. I'm going to up your medication. He'd be like, quit being a bitch. You know, he wouldn't directly say that, but I would be like, yeah, like this medication's giving me like extreme anxiety. And he'd be like, oh, okay. That's okay. Cool. And then I would be like, yeah, like it probably gave me a panic attack. Like, I don't know, maybe every other night. And he would be like, interesting. So it is working though, correct? And I'm like, are you even, what are you talking? I'm like, no, like the side effects are horrible. He goes, you could, okay, toughen up, you fucking wiener, you little loser. Why don't you toughen up, quit bitching to me about these side effects, and just fucking accept the fact that you're able to get good grades in school now. And I go, all right, I'm sorry. I don't know why I even came here. No, but I would honestly feel better talking to a woman. I'm not 100% sure why. But that's just how I feel, and that's just something that I wanted to express to you guys. This set that I got going on here, it's very plain. I mean, this is obviously a newsflash. This is what the first floor of my house looks like, if you guys are wondering. It's a very, the reason there's an echo, by the way, is because we live in the city. So a city block, like the houses, they're very skinny most of the time. And so the thing is that like to make it feel wider, or like bit, or like a larger home, we just have a completely open floor plan here. So that's why it's very echoey. And that's why obviously I would do the podcast in my room and not down here or anywhere else, because I'm a little bit worried about the audio. I'm not going to lie to you. I know it's going to turn out fine, but I'm just saying from an editing perspective, it's going to be a little bit of a bitch to compress all of this, but that's okay. That's okay. It's, you know, it's not like I could just stay up till 4 a.m. That's fine. I don't have any thing better to do, I guess, other than sleep and worry about my mental health. But, you know, that's already in the fucking gutter, so what do we care? But, son of a bitch, I had a thought, and it just went away. Like my will to live. I gotta stop saying that. I'm just fucking around. I'm just stressed out, okay? But anyways, yeah. Open floor plan. So it feels larger, but there's a big echo. Also, this looks very, I don't know how to explain, if you're listening right now, I'm trying to explain kind of what the house looks like. It's a very, like Patrick Bateman, if you've ever watched, Jesus Christ, American Psycho. I'm not saying that that's what this looks like. I'm just saying like it's very like, you know, contemporary, modern, you know, a lot of blacks and browns. And a lot of white, a lot of black, brown, and white. And literally that's the only three colors that are in my home. And yeah, so I don't know what it is. Like my room, it's very colorful. We have like a fun background, but now I feel like I'm sitting here and I feel like I'm, you know, I feel like I'm your therapist now. I feel like I'm sitting on a therapist couch. And I think that's why I feel so open right now in a weird way. I feel like I'm sitting in some, you know, 42nd floor, some creepy therapist house or something like that. And I feel like I'm with someone who just went into the bathroom and they're just, you know, sharpening, you know, they're just staring at me while they're sharpening a knife. And they're like, how are you doing? And I'm like, I don't feel comfortable that you're like sharpening that, you know, fucking foot-long blade in front of me. And they're like, oh, sorry, I just stabbed somebody last night in the fucking cranium, so I need to wash it. I'm terribly sorry. I don't know, though. I do like the, I'm not going to lie to you, this couch, phenomenal. I don't know what the fuck. We had some current events to get into, of course. Of course we did. Let's get into them. Let's get it. I don't even have my notes open, but that's fine. That's totally chill and awesome and amazing. By the way, one last thing on that Epstein thing that I wanted to bring up was because since it's kind of current, since that, well, I talked about that like 15 minutes ago, so that's still relevant. Epstein's friend, who was this fucking designer, was just found dead in his French prison. How convenient. How convenient American, U.S., or just, I mean, general government, or just fucking, not even the U.S. government, just fucking the elites, man. They really just, they could just have anybody killed, like me, if they wanted to. I hope they don't. Honestly, I would, I'm just throwing it out there. I would join the Illuminati just to, not like, okay, I wouldn't sacrifice a child, obviously. But obviously, I shouldn't need to clarify. Like, obviously, I wouldn't do that. But I'm just saying, I would join the Illuminati just to get in there with, like, a camera and, like, videotape it, you know? And then, like, when I'm on my deathbed, I would just, like, release all of the footage. And then I would die. And then all the footage would be released. And I would be, like, the hero. And they would be like, look at this guy. He uncovered the elites or whatever. But then, like, they would all just, like, they would probably just nuke their Earth and, like, move to Mars. So I'd probably screw you guys over. So I'm terribly sorry about that. In advance, speaking of nukes, Putin, I feel like he's getting a little trigger happy, that little son of a bitch. I told him, man, I'll come over there and give his ass a little noogie. All right, now he's like moving more troops into places in Ukraine, but technically aren't Ukraine, and he said they're independent, and now he needs to take them over, blippity-bloppity-blue. I don't know, man, Putin's a fucking, all right, he needs to calm his shit. He needs to just, somebody give Putin an edible, dude. Some lavender bath salts in 48 hours, and he'll realize that he's just overreacting. I think nobody, dude, give him an edible, give him lavender bath salts, give him a nice, you know, give him 48 hours, give him a bunch of chocolates, maybe get a couple, you know, people in there, women, possibly men. I'm not sure what side of the way he swings. But nonetheless, give him what he wants for 48 hours. Give him, you know, some pleasures of the world. And I think he would come back down and he would be like, you know what? I think I was just overreacting. And weed is now legal throughout Russia because this shit is phenomenal. I mean, dude, I mean, come on. You know what I'm saying? Tell him to ask for the masseuse that Robert Kraft had. And tell him to call Robert Kraft. Give him Robert Kraft's masseuse. And a couple of edibles. And I mean, come on, dude. I mean, there's no way he's going to come back next week and be like, I still want to nuke everything. He's going to be like, you know what, dude? Fucking do whatever you want. Live your little life. Have a good time. That's, you know what I'm saying? That's honestly, to be completely honest with you, that's why I think a lot of old people are just mad at the world, dude. Because they're always like, don't fucking, I knew this one guy. You ever listen to an old person talk about like any drug? Even like weed, man? It's so funny. They're like, this one guy I knew, he did weed, okay? Then he fucking jumped in front of a bus. And I was like, okay, I don't know if that's like, I don't think that correlates. And I'm like, you sure he just did weed? They're like, well, he did weed and then crystal meth. I'm like, all right, well, let's throw that into the story. That wasn't the weed. And they're like, no, it's a gateway. It's a gateway, dude. Also, all the old people that bitch about weed, it's so funny. They're like, weed, it's fucking ruining these kids' lives. And then they like turn around and they're like, can you give me my second bottle of vodka for the day? Thank you. Thank you so much. They think just because something's legal, it's good. You know, I was prescribed legal fucking, shit for my ADHD. We talked about it on here. They would give me 160 milligrams a day of dextroamphetamine. Just because I was legally allowed to take it doesn't mean it was good for my overall health. Okay. Opioids are legal. Does that mean that fucking everybody should just be able to fucking throw them back like fucking Skittles? No. Okay, you silly little old fucks. Fucking one foot in the ground, but they still think they should be able to vote. Fucking idiot. You know, man? Old people. I feel like after a certain age, you should be allowed to vote, right? I don't think so, you know? I think you should have to like take a test to like be able to vote or whatever or stuff like that. Cause like they still think like some of these old people, they don't go on the internet and they still think that it's like fucking, you know, 1950.
And then they'll like go to vote and they're like, I support this president because you could hit your wife. And it's like, all right, well, let's put you back in the nursing home there, big guy. let's wheel him back. Wheel him back in. No. What do you mean I can't hit my kid in the head with the barrel of my gun? You couldn't do that before. You just did. I'm not. You just did do that. That doesn't mean that you could or should or ever. No. Okay. I don't. and a lot of the old people, dude, you know what's even funnier? This is what really gets me. When they're like, listen, I think everybody is great and everybody should be welcomed. And then they'll be like, all right, well, what about this person who doesn't believe in the same religion? And they're like, kill him. Fuck him. Slaughter him. Slaughter him. What happened to love everybody? No. Everybody who agrees with me, obviously, is what I meant. What do you, love everybody? Even those fucking commies? Fucking kill them. I'm sick. Really, dude? You fucking came home. Why did you come home? Because it was raining outside and I'm sitting here and it's an ambiance. Now you gotta get the fuck out of here. Now you're gonna razzle dazzle the dog. I don't know what I need. Okay, well, you're making noise. I'm gonna need you to. Are you five? Okay, you're 5 minutes too many already. Jingle jangle your way upstairs or it's done. All right. Nikki just walked in, everybody, my sister. Would you like to come and say hi? What? No, they understood. They understood enough. Yeah, let's turn the fucking water on. You know what? Why don't you turn the TV on too? Why don't you turn the TV on? Turn the fucking microwave, the oven on. Do whatever you want. No, I'm not busy. No, go nuts. No, go nuts. You're gonna refill? No, yeah, refill your water. Lead water? You think that the school puts lead in the water? Well, good for them. They're killing the youth quicker. Amen. What? You need a few minutes? No, take your ever-living time, you fucking bitch. Yeah, because you fucking opened the door midway through the podcast. I was feeling great. Why don't you grab a mic? Sit here. Okay, well, let's not say the name of restaurants. Now I got to edit it out. Let's call our fucking, our address is fucking... Why don't we just tell them where we live? I'm going to cut it out, obviously, you fucking twat. Do I want any food for later? I would like a BLT. They can make a BLT. If they can't make a BLT, I'll come over there and break their fucking kneecaps. Yeah, they better figure it out. Sorry, guys. Slight intermission here. I'm terribly sorry. What are you making in there, dude? A fucking charcuterie board? Figure it out. Get a sandwich and get the fuck out of my way. What? You need a snack? All right, then get your fucking snack, dude. There's like buckets of fruit in there. Dude, eat it. A few of those raspberries. Don't eat them, dude. I ate a few of them. Fucking, I was on the toilet for 25 minutes. I was spewing. I was fucking, it was like Hurricane Katrina coming out of my asshole. You're mad that I'm doing this? I don't know what you want me to do. All right, you want French onion dip? You want chips? Dude, listen, man. I can't control the weather, damn it. Can't control the weather, Jackie. How long am I going to be? Another fucking probably 30, 45 minutes, okay? It's not my fault that mom was fucking dicking around on her scooter, rolling around here, getting in my way. Oh, yeah, by the way, everybody, that's also why the episode was almost late, because my mom broke her ankle. That's not funny. But I mean, I hear you laughing back there, Nikki. Are you laughing at mom breaking her ankle? That's why you're second favorite. Anyways, guys, yeah, my mom snapped her ankle in three places, which isn't ideal. She's got to get surgery. She's going to be fine, you know. Maybe I'll give you guys a P.O. box. You could send her letters. Letters and, hey, no swearing. This is a PG podcast, okay? This is for children 3 and up. 3 and up. Yeah, but my mom snapped her ankle. She's been rolling around in a scooter,
it takes a lot out of me to just not laugh at her every day. But she's gonna be fine. She's gonna get a boot. She's gonna get a couple pins in her ankles, possibly maybe a couple nails in there. And she's going to be pretty soon, you know, 6 months, she's going to be skipping around like a fucking Olympic athlete. So that's what's important. She's going to get back to, you know, doing what she loves to do, which is, you know, she actually does speed skating. She was supposed to be in the Olympics, but unfortunately this injury put her out. What? Nikki, they know I'm not lying to them. I don't lie. Fucking, do you need anything else before you go up there? Do you need any water, anything else that I could get you? All right, peace. Peace and love. Put the head. You know what? Take my Beats, as a matter of fact. Take my Beats, stick them in your fucking ears, and get the fuck out of my face. Anyways, guys, back to this fucking show, I guess. Welcome. What else? What, dude, I don't even remember what the fuck we were talking about. I'm cutting none of that out. All of it's staying in. There's no fucking reason for me to cut that out. I don't even know where we were. You fucked me up, man. I was on a good roll. Yeah, fuck you. Oh, everybody, I don't know if you guys play Wordle. I'm a big advocate for Wordle. A lot of people have been complaining. Oh, shit. I just broke my headphones. Fuck. Shit, is it still recording? Son of a bitch. Nikki, you're on thin ice, bitch. Thin fucking... Now I gotta fix... Hold on, guys. Oh, hello, and we're back in Coda. Listen, dude, I just dealt with Nikki. I swear to God, please get the fuck out of here. There's a lot of pounds that would love to have you. That cute little face of yours, they'd love to just take you away. And I don't want that to happen, but if you push me that far, I will. You need a fucking haircut, dude. You got this shit in your eyes. Can you get out of here? Listen, you're cute as a button. All right, you're cute as a button, but I'm going to need you to button that back up and go take a little nap for me, okay? Thank you. Go on. If you chew the fucking... Don't chew the wire. Do you want to sit on the couch with me? Hold on, guys. Coda wants to join. Come here. Oh, big guy. Big guy. Big guy. Stop it. Stop it. Do you want to say something? That was... Wow. The vaccine's not real. That's... All right. You're done. Hey, what do you want to say? Tell the people what you want to say. All right, Joe Rogan's your god. Get out of here. Get out of... You want to sit here? All right, you could stay. You can't keep... Okay? No more anti-vax stuff. Fucking Spotify is going to kick me off the platform. All right? No more anti-vax stuff. All right? You got to watch that. Spotify doesn't like that. Dude, he's sitting like such a good boy right now. He's just sitting here. He's got his dick out. I don't really know. We might have to blur that. This is not OnlyFans, okay? This is YouTube. All right? Can't be whipping your cock out on this platform, all right? That's for your side business, all right? We talked about this. We're not allowed to spread that on the internet. It's a bad look. It's a bad PR look for the brand. Anyways, guys, yeah, if you've been playing Wordle recently, and you're a big Wordle advocate, as am I, I'm a huge Wordle guy. I'm a Wordle whore, honestly, if you will. And Wordle's been, honestly, the only happiness I've had in my life in a while. And it's been amazing and wonderful and absolutely majestic. And I love every second about it. But people have been complaining because they're like, the New York Times has been changing the words. And they're like, fucking New York Times. They're like, is swill even a word? Listen, the one thing that you guys are really missing out here, and you're like, I don't know these words. Maybe that's just because you don't know these words and you're fucking stupid. And you should read a book. And maybe not because the New York Times is giving you bad words. I will admit, if you play Wordle, I didn't know what the fuck swill was. I didn't know what that was. I got that off of a limb. But, oh my God, excuse me. If you didn't know what tacit was, I've heard that word before. I may have not known the definition, but I've heard it. Okay? And I knew what it was. And I feel like it's a common word. And a lot of people were like, what's tacit? New York Times should be canceled. No, you should go back to school, okay? Fucking, that arts degree clearly was not enough, all right? Go back. The arts degree is not doing you well. Go back, get it, okay? Go back and get a real degree. Go back and get a real degree that you could use in this world, all right? Like pipe fitting and fucking building wood with your bare dick. Fucking putting together houses with your nuts and your knuckles, all right?
if you don't work 12 hours a day, 448 hours a week, you're gay. If you don't get out there, all right? If you don't get out there and put in the time and put in the effort, then you're a bitch. What do you make art, you fucking loser? How you gonna pay for things when you make art? What do you think, you're Picasso or something? What do you think, you're Van Gossamo? All right, Coda wants to go. Go ahead, Coco. Get out of here. If you bite the cable, it's straight to the pound you go. God damn it. All right, so enough. All right, you thought, ooh. Yeah, you thought that arts degree was useless. Now you don't know what tacit means? Get the fuck out of here. All right, don't try and cancel New York Times just because you're illiterate. It's not their fault. It's not their fault, all right? You're just fucking dumb. Oh, my God. Not me, though. Dude, I'm keeping up with my streak. I'm fucking keeping it fresh, keeping it fly. New York Times, dude, they could throw any word at me. They could throw Xerox. One day that word, Xerox. And all of you are going to be like, two X's? And I'm going to be like, I got it. I got it in two. They're like, that's impossible. I'm going to be like, I got it on the first one. They're going to be like, why would you even guess that? I go, because I'm a fucking god. I go, I'm a god amongst men when it comes to Wordle, you fucking peasants. All right, I know every word ever. Literally every word ever. You could throw any word at me, I'll fucking know it, man. Amen, brother. Oh, yeah, dude, but maybe go back to school, okay, because you're idiots, coming from the guy who dropped out after one semester. But that's okay. That's okay, though. I don't give a fuck if you're in school or not in school. If you're not in school, God bless. And if you're in school, God bless. You know? Whatever you want to do with your little life, congratulations. It's amazing, and I love it. All right? If you want to fucking make pottery and, you know, jerk off old men for money, go nuts. Do your thing, okay? Live your little life. If you want to fucking, you know, if you want to do porn, if you want to, you know, go on OnlyFans and fucking give birth to a child, that's amazing. Did you guys hear about that? That's a beautiful transition there. Trisha Paytas going to be the first person ever to live stream a birth. Live stream the birth of her child. I mean, there's so many jokes there, but do we even have to make them? Right? I mean, I think you could figure them out in your own head. You know, that's one of those things where I don't even need to sit here and, like, you know, give you a little spiel and be like, hey, guys, look at this. Look at, I bet you didn't think there was a joke in there. No, you knew. You could figure it out. I mean, maybe she'll turn it into an NFT, just the baby's head popping out of her cooter. I hope she does. I hope I get on the whitelist. I hope I get on the whitelist for that NFT. They'd be like, I'll make a whole YouTube video about it. I'll be like, listen, I wasn't into NFTs, and then I saw that Trisha Paytas was selling her ripped vagina on fucking, what's that thing called? Oh my God, what's that? What do they sell? You guys probably don't even know because you're not NFTers. Maybe some of you are NFTers. I'm assuming most of you aren't, though. If you're in the NFT, what's that called? OpenSea. That's where they sell NFTs, I believe. That's like the bulk of what I know on them. But yeah, dude, I bought Trisha Paytas' ripped vagina with a monkey coming out of her cooter hole for $3 billion, and I feel great about it. I feel I had to sell my house. I actually sold my soul as well just for that picture. But I mean, every damn dime is worth that photo. That's going to be worth $5 billion in a year. You fucking wait, man. You fucking wait, and then I'm going to buy my soul back, and then I'm going to get it sucked. Get the soul sucked out of me when I pay for something to make that happen. Dude, she should turn it into an NFT. I mean, why not, dude? Some weird, creepy fuck's going to buy that. Why wouldn't they? I wouldn't buy it, obviously. I mean, yeah, no, that's disgusting, dude. Also, like, think about a birth, man. Like, I don't even, like, that's going to be, I mean, talk about gross, dude. There's going to be some in 20 years, man. Not even 20 years, probably with the week after the baby's born, there's going to be some health teacher who's going to be like, listen, I hate to say it, but this is, you know, we haven't updated the live birth in a while. Did you guys watch that in health class, dude? I had to look away the entire time. I was like, this feels wrong. You know what I'm saying? Like, something about it felt weird to me. They were like, no, you'll see how a baby's born. Listen, dude, I'll fucking see it when I see it, all right? when I'm older and I have a wife and I have kids, all right, then I'll stick my head down there and I'll be like, look at that. That's crazy. Fucking her whole asshole split open. That's amazing. What a fucking the beautiful thing about life, man. Fucking whole cooter split into three. Looks like a... I'm not even going to go there. Nah, dude, but I was like... Like, literally, like, my health teacher was like, don't you want to see it? I was like, I'll fucking see it when I see it, man. They're like, I've seen this video 45 times. I'm like, let's not share that information, all right? Let's not share that information, you fucking creep. You're a 45-year-old man teaching a health class, showing me a live birth. All right, it's already weird enough. Let's not make it weirder. You've seen it 45 times. How many of those times were in front of your computer with a bottle of Vaseline? I want to know. Tell me right now. Fucking never, man. That's gross. All right, I just want to check. Three. What was that? Three, man. All right, three times. All right, not a lot of people have access to this video, but I do. And it's fucking worth it. That's gross. God, that is gross, man. Son of a bitch. That is just nasty. And I get it. You know, people be like, but no, the birth of a child is beautiful. The birth in itself is what's beautiful, okay? I don't, you know, if I don't have to watch someone shit and, you know, piss and fucking every fluid coming out of their body at once, I get it. That's what childbirth is, and there's nothing against it. And listen, if I was a woman, I would never be able to have a baby. I would be an absolute pussy about it, and I'd probably have to snip whatever's down there and be like, listen, baby, let's adopt. I'm not doing that shit. I'm not pushing a fucking 9-pound hog with a fucking head the size of a small... workout ball out of my cooter cat, and that's final. I'm gonna be honest, dude. I would not do it, and I would be an absolute pussy about it, but at the same time, I'm gonna sit here and tell you that I don't want to see Trisha Paytas push out a baby out of her cooter and shit live on stream. I mean, that's just my opinion, and I hate, you know, and if you don't like it, then get the fuck out of here. Oh, man. Dude, I kind of like recording down here. Do you guys like it? All of you that are listening are like, I don't give a fuck, man. Quit talking about the fucking background, all right? No one gives a shit. I can't even see it. All right, calm down, you fucking inbred. What's up, guys? We gotta take a quick break from the episode to introduce today's sponsor, ExpressVPN. Going online without ExpressVPN is like changing while leaving your window wide open. You might not have anything to hide, but why give random creeps a chance to invade your privacy? Everybody needs a VPN because when you go online without a VPN, internet service providers can see every single website you visit. There's no privacy whatsoever, and they can legally sell this information without your consent to ad companies and tech giants who then use your data to target you, and we don't want that. With ExpressVPN, you could browse more anonymously. ISPs cannot see your online activity. Your identity is anonymized by a secure VPN server. Your data is also encrypted for maximum protection. It's super easy to use. All you gotta do is fire up the app and you click one button. It works on every device, phones, laptops, even routers, so everyone who shares your Wi-Fi can be protected. Personally, it's important for me to use ExpressVPN because I want to feel safe and secure on the internet, and I don't want to be worrying about my information getting leaked and selling it to other companies. Maybe my password gets out. Actually, that did happen to me once before when I wasn't using ExpressVPN. I forget what it was called, but about, I don't know, 60 of my passwords, not the same, had to change. All of them got leaked, and it said that it was a possibility that they could get sold somewhere and that none of my information was going to be safe. That's an absolute nightmare that took me weeks, honestly, probably a month to correct. And if you don't want that happening to you, then you need to use ExpressVPN. Secure your online activity by visiting expressvpn.com/cause today. That's expressvpn.com/cause. And you can get an extra 3 months free. expressvpn.com/cause. Now, back to the episode. Oh my God. That's how I talk to my dog. I would never be caught dead talking to my dog like that in public, man. People just, man, dude, they're crazy. You ever watch somebody like let their dog fucking deep throat their tongue down their fucking esophagus? It's disgusting. Oh my God. That's an ick right there. If I ever walk into it, that's not true. If they're hot enough, I don't give a fuck, man. Dude, they could fuck their dog live on stream and I'd be like, she is above a 9 though. She is a Victoria's Secret model. I think I could. I think I can make an exception to that one. I think I can make an exception, all right? Let's Let's all calm down. Let's take a breather. Let's breathe in and let's breathe out and let all those anger and emotions out of here. This is literally every week. This is just a therapy session. I sit down and I just fucking, you know. By the way, all of you that are watching right now, normally you can't see the bottom half of me, but fucking welcome to the bottom half of my life. Yeah, I know a lot of you are probably in the comments right now like, holy shit, how much hair do you have on your fucking legs? Listen, man. I was apparently supposed to be living in the Alaskan wilderness with this amount of hair on me, but instead I live in the middle of Chicago. And, you know, I'm going to be honest with you. I've thought about shaving it off, but it's gotten to the point where it's so long that it's like kind of like a, it's like a weird pride thing I have. Not even pride. Like, I just kind of want to see how long and dark it could get. It's sick. It's sick, honestly. I agree. It's weird. It's sick. It's fucked up. I probably shouldn't share it with the public. But yeah, if you're listening and you're not sure, my leg hair, I mean, to keep it a buck with you, you could easily braid parts of it. And I mean, I was just blessed and gifted with the leg, with the fucking leg hair of, you know, a purebred golden retriever. I mean, I don't know what to tell you. I mean, I have beautiful, long, luscious leg hair. I'm sure there's some cultures somewhere in the world that would look at me and probably crown me king because of the amount of hair I have on my body. And they would be like, look at this man. This is, he is the prophet. And I would be like, yes, I am. Absolutely. Let me run your society. Yeah. So I do have a lot of leg hair. That was the one thing. That was the first. That was honestly in the beginning before I had tattoos. The reason the first one went on my arm was because I was like, I have less hair here. It's going to be more noticeable. But now I realize now it just looks, you know, it's kind of sick when the hair grows over my tattoos on my thighs. I kind of like it. It kind of makes me feel like, you know, I have tattoos, but like I also like kind of don't care. And I'm just like kind of like mysterious and cool. And I'm just like this alpha fucking sigma male who has so much fucking hair and so much fucking testosterone, dude. That's, I just realized that's what I sounded like. Dude, I mean, listen, dude, it's not my fault that God gifted me with an ungodly amount of testosterone and beautifully genetically crafted legs. They have a fucking, I'm sorry, I keep looking over there. My fucking neighbor, they have like peace signs on their window. Just two peace signs. Way to fucking change the world, man. They drew peace signs on pieces of paper and they put it outside their window. All right, man. Good for you. Way to fucking change the world one step at a time. I bet you're doing great things. Good for you. I don't even talk to that neighbor, really. Looking across the street. Honestly, let me stand up. Look at my neighbors. Let me people watch. There's really nobody out right now. You know? My neighbors. This one neighbor, they got like a chicken on their front doorstep. Or maybe it's a turkey. That's a weird time. You shouldn't have that out there. It's fucking May. No, it isn't. It's February. I don't even know where I am right now. They got, no, it's like a, it's a goose, it looks like. And they got him dressed up like a, what's that bear who's like British and a little gay? Who is that? Paddington Bear. I fucking love that bear. He's a little gay, isn't he? I've never seen the movie, but I mean, he looks a little gay. Good for him. Good for him exploring, traveling, loving the world. I feel like we should get into another current event. It's been like 45 minutes, I feel like, or maybe less. I'm not sure. I think I've had too much caffeine today. I'm shaking a little bit. That's okay. That's just, you know, that's just how it is. If you're not, if you're not shaking after you drink caffeine, you didn't have enough. And God bless that. Oh, Jesus, Lordy, Christ among the children. What should we talk about? Oh, Disney. We should do this. This is fun. Let's do this. This is a fun topic to elevate. Let me, hold on. Let me kill the Celsius real quick. Hold on. Live on stream. Killing a Celsius. I was thinking about starting a Twitch, by the way. How would you guys feel about that? I feel like it would low-key be better than the Patreon idea. Because Patreon, like, everyone had to pay. But I get that, like, some of you would want to pay for the Twitch, which is chill. But then, like, you could still watch it for free. And, like, instead of, the only reason, like, that's the reason I don't live stream on Instagram and TikTok. Because I say cock once. And they're like, you're fucking spreading false vaccine information. I'm like, what are you talking about? I said cock, you know? Like, everything's gotten so sensitive lately that if I make one clear joke, you know, I say one thing about sticking the Pfizer booster into my anal cavity, and they're like, we got to take you off the air, man. I'm like, fuck you. Obviously, it's a joke, dude. You fucking morons. No, but I think that would be fun, though. Like, I go on Twitch. Then I could just, you know, I could spread so much vaccine misinformation. It would be great. I could just do it. I'd get on there. I'd be like, I grew fucking 3 dicks, and I grew a fucking penis coming out of my tongue turned into a chode. And I'm going to be honest with you. At first, I was like, this is really inconvenient. But now, it's kind of, I've kind of grown to it. And I kind of like it. The only problem, though, is that when I get excited, it fucking sticks out of my mouth a little bit too far. Hold on. Let me kill this. Ah, sorry. I can't chug that fast when it's like carbonated like this. Otherwise, I start gagging and like might throw up. So I got to hold on. Okay, we're good. All right. Next thing. Disney is offering new residential real estate business. Where they're going to like build homes. There's going to be a community. It's going to be somewhere in... No, that's the wrong article. Oh, fuck. I thought I had it pulled up. Hold on. We're going to pull up the article together. Disney residence. I literally just fucking had it, dude. Here it is. Disney launches new business to develop residential community. Let me read you the fucking intro to this fucking shit show. The people living here are going to be fucking insufferable, dude. Just fucking Disney. Not Disney fans. Like, I'm a fan of Disney, but what do they call them? Like, Disney heads? I don't know. Just the people where you, like, walk into their house and they have, like, Mickey ears on. And they're, like, you know. I don't know. Let's keep going. I can't think of the name of them. We'll figure it out. As more and more fans look for... Let me do it in my announcer voice. As more and more fans look for new ways to make Disney a bigger part of their lives, the Walt Disney Company today announced plans to introduce Story Living by Disney, vibrant new neighbors that are infused with the company's special brand of magic. These master planned communities are intended to inspire residents to foster new friendships, to pursue their interest, and write the next exciting chapter in their lives, all while enjoying the... Dude, talk about a fucking run-on! Jesus! All while enjoying the attention to detail, unique amenities, and special touches that are Disney hallmarks. So essentially, I already read through this article. I just want to give you guys like kind of like a run-up. A lot of this looks like dystopian, like really freaky. Like, I don't like how it looks. There's just, like, one. It's, like, gated, and it's, like, I'm not sure of the price of everything. But it's just weird, man. Like, you could, like, have Mickey come to your door and, like, fuck your wife for an extra $500 a month. Can you imagine? That'd be great. You, like, shit on someone. God, dude, I can't think of what those people are called. Disney adults! That's what they're called, dude. Disney adults. So all these Disney adults are going to live there. I'm sure if you like talk shit about them ever, they're just going to scream at you and like, you know, call you, I don't know, call you names and stuff. They're going to be like, you hate joy, man. Those are the DMs I get too a lot. Cause I just like, you know, I shit on everything here. I shit on myself a lot, but then I also shit on like other things. And then I'll get DMs from people to be like, why can't you let people just enjoy things? Enjoy it. If me saying something is stopping you from enjoying something, then you clearly have other problems. I'm sorry I keep looking out the window. I'm like a fucking squirrel. I just, you know, I see one branch move and I'm like, I swear to God, dude, is that a fucking ghost? I don't know, man. Anyways, these fucking Disney adults, it's going to be an insufferable community. You know, they're just going to take all the people that you hate and just put them in this little fucking pod who won't shut the fuck up, you know? I've yet to meet like people like that, but I've met a few people who are like close to being a Disney adult, but not full-blown Disney adults. And you say like one thing wrong and they're like, actually, in 1980, this changed. I'm like, all right, dude, I don't need a fucking history lesson. I just want to watch a movie. Can you shut your fucking pie hole? It's annoying. I'm sure if you talk shit about these people who live in these Disney places, though, they're just going to fucking scream at you. I don't know. I just think it's kind of weird that like you like revolve your life around Disney. Oh, yeah? Oh, yeah, Scott? You're just mad because Mickey doesn't fuck your wife. You're just, all right, dude, sometimes I can't perform. I'm tired. I get home from work. Mickey steps up, dude. Eats that pussy like a charcuterie board, you fucking bitch. You ever see a mouse, dude? You ever see a mouse eat cheese, man? That's how Mickey fucking tongue punches my wife's fart box like a fucking machine, dude. He doesn't stop, man. It's a great word. Sometimes Goofy hops in, and I'll tell you what, Scott, There's nothing goofy about his stroke game. It's impeccable. It's beautiful. It's an unbelievable stroke game. Unbelievable. There's nothing goofy about his stroke game, man. He gets in there, him and Mickey do a little tag team situation, and I give him water while they're on the sidelines. I got the Gatorade bottle, and I'll give him a few pointers. I'll be like, listen, man, why don't you, you know, grab the hair a little bit. Don't be afraid to tie her to the bed frame. She likes that weird shit, all right? It's worth every fucking penny, dude. It's worth every fucking penny, man. They fuck my wife, they feed her, and all I do is just sit there and watch. Because that's what I like to do now. You know, ever since I got older, I don't have the stamina. I honestly just like to watch. I honestly just like to watch while Minnie jacks me off. It's a great system they got going on over there. I don't know, man. That sounds weird. You're just mad, Scott. All right? Fuck you, Scott. You're just mad because, you know, you're the only one that gets to fuck your wife. The whole fucking, dude, all the fucking eight dwarves, dude. You should see, they're little. They could get in those places that I can, and it's amazing the way her face looks. I don't know, man. They just put Minnie in a pantsuit, fucking liberals. Dude, I don't know why people get upset about that. It's just so weird to me, dude. They could put Mickey Mouse in a dress. I wouldn't even bat an eye. I wouldn't even bat an eye, dude. I mean, if you really want to be progressive, put Mickey in a dress and have him, and, you know, put him in a relationship with Goofy. And then I'll watch, dude. But, you know, if Mickey's not going to show any dick, why do I care if you put him in a dress or not, dude? Congratulations, all right? We're past that point. Harry Styles wore a dress. Young Thug wore a dress, okay? Let's get more progressive, dude. God. That's what we should do. Anytime a company wants to be progressive, they're like, we put Minnie in a pantsuit, so you just made her less hot, dude. Like, why? Okay, now I'm not going to watch Disney movies anymore. What's next, dude? What's next? Is Mrs. Incredible not going to have a fat ass? Might as well just cancel that movie franchise. Unbelievable. Yeah, dude? Yeah, dude? What, are you going to get rid of that hot fish in Nemo? The dude with the scar on his face? It's a sexy looking fish right there. I'll say it. I'm not afraid to say it. What are you going to do? Take away his scar? Might as well just kill him off, dude. Fucking unbelievable. Unreal, man. Unreal. Unreal. I swear, dude. If they give Mrs. Incredible a flat ass, I'm canceling my Disney Plus subscription. I'll do it, man. That's why I draw the fucking line. That's why I draw the fucking line. All right, put Minnie in a pantsuit. Fine. Fine. That's fine. But you take away Mrs. Incredible's fat ass and I'm gone. You're not taking my money anymore, you fucking communists. Oh my God, dude. I've been having a lot of fun this episode. I hope you guys have too. Although it got interrupted and, you know, the dog interrupted me. You know what? We're having a good time. We're having a good time and it's beautiful. And it's beautiful. And it's amazing. And, you know, this is what's the Disney saying? Where imagination becomes reality. Oh, no, that's like Toys R Us. I don't know, man. I don't know. Beautiful. Nikki, what's that fucking creaking up there? What's that fucking creaking, dude? Now I'm gonna have to cut that out. They're going to think we have a dungeon in our basement. We don't have any kids here. I'm sorry. You probably didn't. It's fine. It probably didn't pick it up. I'm sorry. You're fine. I thought you weren't going to make any noise up there. Yeah, all right. Do it again and I'm getting the belt. It's ridiculous. Oh, my God, dude. Hey, Celsius, when are you going to sponsor this fucking podcast, you fucking scumbags? God, dude, I get every other sponsor but Celsius. Unbelievable. Or really any energy drink. I'll take any of them, dude. I'll promote anything. I don't give a fuck about your guys' health. I don't. Dude, I'm going to be honest with you. We're at the point that a lot of sponsors don't like me anymore. That if Bang came up to me and they were like, will you market this shit? I'll be like, I don't give a fuck about my own health. Why not? Fucking who cares, man? I'll market whatever you give me, all right? All right? I'll market. They'll give me a... Honestly, I'll market dick pills. That's honestly, I'm surprised who hasn't reached out to me by now. I mean, with the content on this channel, dick pills would sell like crazy. I could sell Viagra. Dude, I mean, I could sell Viagra quicker than anybody else. I'm convinced, dude. I could sell Viagra and weed. Why have no... Weed is legal in fucking Illinois. I don't know why that no THC companies hit me up. Fucking THC companies, CBD. It's so stupid, dude. They're like, what's your demographic? I'm like fucking druggy 18 to 25 year olds who fucking black out every weekend and do drugs. So fucking give me that, you know? And I'm just kidding. You guys aren't druggies. I mean, maybe some of you are. And if you need the help, you should go get it. But I'm just saying, like, everyone who listens to me is in college. Sure, they might do a little bit of coke on the weekend. Let them live their life, you know? That's why I'm telling you, dude. Somebody call me, all right? I'll sell coke on here. I don't have any morals. I don't give a fuck. I'll sell coke to a fucking 12-year-old if it makes me a grand. Dude, anybody? Can you guys please, can you promise me one thing? As soon as the podcast starts getting millions of downloads, dude, one day I'm going to be on, one day they're going to have my face on CNN and I'm going to be the, you know, and they're going to be trying to cancel me. They're going to be like, he said that he would sell coke to a 12-year-old and I'm going to have to go live on air and be like, I'm sorry that I said that, but I would do it if the price is right. And then I say that line, the price is right, and then Bob Barker comes out, or whoever fucking runs the price is right, and he's like, dun, 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 and the theme song starts going off. Oh my God, dude, I'm sick. I'm sick in the fucking head. Chain me up, tie me down, throw me in the river. This is sick. If you're still listening to this, you're a sick bastard. You're sick. Oh my God, you people are terrible, but I love you for it. I love you for it. I haven't even touched my water here. My organs are probably crying. Let me get a sip. Dude, my back's been killing me. My chiropractor's gonna fucking murder me. I missed 1 week because I was really busy, and then I missed the next week because my mom fucking slipped and snapped her ankle like a 2x4. And I was like, which is not funny. I really hope my mom doesn't listen to this episode because we fucking violated her, and that's not nice, you know? She's good, though. She's on her scooter. She's scooting around. It's hilarious, honestly. It's great. Actually, in high school, my one friend, he looked like a fucking tool. He broke his wrist and his ankle at the same time. Like, what a fucking idiot. He broke his wrist and his ankle at the same time. So fucking freshman year, he was on a scooter. Yeah, dude. Talk about easy target for bullying. Seniors used to walk up to him and be like, what a pussy. And I would just, you know, and then they would look at me to like defend him. And I'd be like, no, you're right. What a pussy, man. I don't know how he did it. Fucking frail ass bones. He should drink more milk. I don't know. Oh, man. That was at a time, though, you know, when I was very impressionable. Obviously, now I don't give a fuck about what people think of me. But I mean, definitely freshman year of high school, I'm sure I gave a lot of fucks about what people thought about me. You know, I would like walk around head high. Never whip my dick out in a public place. Now I'll do it for free. I don't really care. I have no morals. My morals went down the drain. That's honestly, once you start not giving a fuck about what people think, your morals just leave you. You know what I'm saying? Because then, honestly, the moment you start caring less about what people think of you, you become funnier. You know, if you're not funny at all, that's because you care too much about what people think. Or if you don't care what people think and you're not funny, I'm sorry. That sucks. I don't know what to tell you. I don't know what to tell you. But I realized the reason I got funnier was because, or at least one of the reasons. I mean, obviously, you know, the fun little medication I had that was making the walls move, that obviously made me pretty funny. And thank God I took that for 2 months or I wouldn't be as funny. Is that fucked up to say? I'm not going to lie. That's truly how I feel. Where my doctor was just feeding me these meds, I would do it. I would honestly do that all over again just to become twice as funny. And I know a lot of you are like, fucking Anthony, that could have killed you. That's terrible for your heart. I'd fucking do it again just to be funnier. I don't give a fuck. I don't care, man. Honestly, dude, that's what I realized with like content and things like that. The other day, I just started taking a new acne prescription because if you follow me on my TikTok, you would know that I got prescribed this other acne prescription and it was fucking hell. And I like laid down and almost threw up and blacked out within the same. And if you listened to last week's episode, you would have known that the reason I blacked out last week's episode was because of the medication. So we stopped taking that and I just got a new one. And I'm not going to lie to you, I took it this morning and I felt no side effects no far. But the moment that I took it, I was like, man, I hope this makes me like black out and like slam my head into the kitchen counter, because that would become great content. And in the moment that I thought that, I was like, fuck, I need help, man. That's not good. The only thing in my head, dude, literally, I'm not going to lie to you. If I got in a car crash and was in the hospital, I would be like, how can I monetize this? I would be like, how can I profit from me in the hospital? How can I profit from getting hit by an ice cream truck? I promise you I'd figure it out, man. If I was in the hospital for over a week, you could bet your sweet ass that I wouldn't miss a podcast episode, and it would be right on time. It'd be right on time. And I'd be in the hospital bed. I'd get the nurses involved. I'd be like, grab a mic. Tell me your life story, babe. You're kind of cute. Can I get your number? Dude, I mean, I'd do it. I would do it, and I would love it, and we would all have a good time. Hi, kids. I watched a 6-minute video before this to try and get a Mickey Mouse impression down, and I was going to do it during the Disney bit, but I wasn't sure that I had it down. Let me try it. Let's try a Mickey Mouse. I watched a 6-minute video before this to prepare. Let's see if I got it in me. Hold on. I need some water. I need to clear my sinuses out. Wait 1 second, actually. Nikki! Do you want Chipotle? Kinda, right? That sounds fucking good, doesn't it? If you put in an order, I could pick it up in 20 minutes. Oh, you didn't want it like now? Dude, I haven't eaten today at all. Yeah, dude, I'm feeling a slight tingle. I feel like I'm gonna pass out in 30. Yeah, that's the only reason. I don't know. Maybe I'll go to Cane's, just fucking flood my body with toxins. Yeah, I'll probably go to Cane's. All right, fuck you. I don't care if you eat. Anyways. you guys are beautiful for sticking it out. I really, dude, I have such an urge to do a 2-hour episode today, but unfortunately, I'm the me passing out part of not eating is actually not a joke, so I do need to get food in me. So I think at the very most, I'm going to cap this at 1:30. Anyways, the Mickey Mouse impression. Hi! Hi, kids! Nikki, how's my Mickey Mouse impression? Ready? Oh, I'm sorry. I'm done. She's trying to take a nap. There was anger in that response. I'm not going to lie to you guys. Let's be quiet so she can't hear me. This is ASMR with Kaz. I'm just kidding. I'm not going to be quiet. That's her own fucking fault for trying to take a nap. Let's get ready to rumble. Anyways, let's do a Mickey Mouse impression, shall we? Hi, kids. That's actually not fucking bad. Hi. Hi. For $500 a month, I'll fuck your wife. Mickey's got a blicky. Last night, I gave your wife this mouse-ca-tool. Your wife gobbled my... Hey, Scott, are you mad because your wife... Because your wife gobbled my mouse-ca-jewels? Dude, Disney's gonna sue me. Dude, I hope they do. I really do. You know how much press I would get, dude? The show would blow up. Dude, I hope somebody sues me soon. That would honestly be the best thing for my career. Just pull like a Kim Kardashian, like she leaked a sex tape. I would leak a sex tape if it guaranteed success. You know what I'm saying? Like, it would suck if, like, you know, if you leak a sex tape and then it gets no views. That's got to be demoralizing. You know, like a celebrity, like their sex tape gets out and it only gets like 10,000 views. And you're like, fuck, am I that ugly? Like, that sucks. That's the real way. If you want to know how ugly you are, just release a sex tape and just, if only like a couple people watch it, that's how you know you're ugly. But like, if it gets like hundreds of thousands of views, then you know you're hot, man. You're fucking sexy as shit. Then that's when you know.
Hi. Put the money in the fucking bag or Mickey's gonna blow your brains out.
Oh my God. This is a great episode, man. This is a great fucking episode. This is so good. I tried to do an episode the other day, or this same episode. I think I only recorded for like 10 minutes because then Coda started bucking like a fucking dickhead. And it started raining on Monday as well. And it was terrible upstairs. And then it started raining today. And then I was, what? Actually, no, I scratched the BLT. I tell him I'm just going to get canes. I need to get out of the house. Yeah. All right. Thanks. I feel like they're probably texting me. You know what I've been doing recently? I've been putting my phone 24/7 on Do Not Disturb. And I'm just like, listen, if you want to contact me, I'll get to you when I get to you. And I feel like that's kind of a dick move. And it's kind of fucked up. I probably should turn my phone on. No, but my life has been so much better. Like my mom just today, she was like, why every time I call you, it immediately goes to voicemail? I go, that's crazy. I was gaslighting my own mom. That's not cool, man. That's fucked up. I just put my phone on Do Not Disturb. And then I was, my mom was like, why whenever I text you or call you, it immediately goes to voicemail? And I go, that's crazy. I go, it must be your phone. So bad. It's terrible, dude. I'm a terrible son. I'm so terrible, man. God, I'm horrible. Oh, my God. Dude, I literally, it's crazy. Even some of my friends, they're like, dude, why does it take you a day to respond? I go, it must be your phone. I go, it must be you. I don't know. Listen, if I respond to you in under 3 hours, you're a priority in my life. Just know that. If any family members are listening, or no, that's fucked up. Because one of them is going to call me and I'm going to forget to call them back. And then they're going to get pissed. a few of my uncles actually listen. Shout out my uncles. Shout out my uncles. I know some of them, they listen. And I appreciate that. And they think the show is funny, which is phenomenal. They go, this is great. They go, you're a riot. I love when they say that. Let's do, you know what? People get really mad that I never do questions. Let's end this episode with some questions. People get upset. And you know what? Fucking, I'm sorry for making you so upset. And you guys are sensitive pricks. Some of you. You're like, you don't answer any of my fucking questions. You fucking piece of garbage. All right, guys. All right. Let's answer the questions. Let's all take a breath. Who the fuck's emailing me, dude? If another brand emails me, I swear to God. Actually, please email me. If you're a brand or you work for a brand, please email me. I'll gladly. I mean, if you're wondering if any ad spots are open, they're wide fucking open. Oh, wait. Those are questions for episode 12. That was a while ago. Or did I just... Oh, no. 32. Sorry, I'm fucking dyslexic. This is episode 32. Welcome to the Kicking with Kaz podcast. All right, let's just go to a random one. These are terrible questions. Some of you, these stupid questions. You know, or some of you want to make me look like a fucking moron in here. If there was one food to eat for the rest of your life, what would it be? Your mom's box. That's your mom, dude. That's what I eat. Nah, for the rest of my life, dude, definitely Italian food. Mexican. I fucking love. Oh, but food in general? Is that like a food group? Like a food group? Like, are we talking like Mexican, Italian? Are we talking that? Oh, I fucking love Chinese, too. Dude, I'm a slut. Honestly, Mexican. Dude, if I had to go without a taco, I'd fucking blow my brains out. Seriously, if I had to go over a month without a taco, I'd fucking kill myself. I mean it from the bottom of my heart. That's a fact. I do mean that, sincerely. Like, that, I can't even imagine. Oh, my God, just thinking about it is making me depressed. Dude, if I couldn't have a taco every month, I'd lose my shit, dude. Do you know how much Mexican food I eat? That's probably why my fucking blood pressure's so high. No, it's probably just because I scream and have immense amount of stress and anxiety. That's probably why the blood pressure's so high. And the caffeine. There's a lot of reasons why the blood... Okay? There's a lot of reasons. But yeah, definitely Mexican food. I love Mexican, dude. The Mexican people, dude, I don't know what the fuck they do with their food, but God damn it, they're doing it right. And I fucking love them. I fucking love them, dude. I love the food. This is good. If you were to make a third Smurfs movie, what would it be like? Well, the opening scene would be Papa Smurf on trial for crimes against humanity. Fucking Smurfette, dude. Why'd they have to make her sound so sexy? It's rude. Is she over 18? I hope so. Otherwise, I'm going to get fucking banned off the internet. But, dude, that's another one. if they make Smurfette less hot. There goes my Disney Plus subscription. By the way, Disney Plus what, dude? Disney Plus what? All it's just Disney movies. They got to add something in there. How about like Disney Plus? Disney Plus free drugs, dude? They should include 10 milligrams, at least one edible a month. I mean, for the amount of money I'm spending on that fucking Disney Plus shit, throw in one edible. I know you got the money, you fucking pieces of garbage. Throw in one edible and I'll consider watching some of your piece of shit short movies that nobody watches. God bless whoever is making those Disney shorts. Nobody's fucking watching those except three-year-olds who don't know what's going on. That's gotta suck. Shut another door and I'm gonna beat your ass, Nikki. Sorry. The door shutting, I just gets in my head. Yeah, dude, Disney Plus what? Plus what? Oh, I'm not in the center of the frame. Sorry about that. I kind of want to lay down. I'm really tired. We're going to wrap this up soon. I shouldn't lay down. Third Smurfs movie. What would it be though? I'd probably, yeah. Somebody would get drugged. I'd make it like rated R. I'd give Smurfette a sex scene because, you know, if there's not a sex scene in a show, no one's going to watch it. Kind of like Euphoria. So there's so much, dude. Like so many cocks, so many tits. I can't even watch the show. I'm like, what the fuck is this, dude? Is this an amateur porn or a fucking show on HBO? Honestly, there's literally no difference between the two anymore. An HBO show and amateur porn is literally the same thing at this point, except HBO has slightly better acting. That's it, man. It's the only difference. HBO, they give you a slightly better plot with slightly better actors. And then that's it. That's the only difference between HBO Max and amateur porn. And you know what? Good for them. By the way, I haven't watched Euphoria. I'm debating watching it just so I can make a ridiculous skit and or react to it. Let me know. Drop in the comments down below if you want to see a YouTube video of me just like breaking down Euphoria and just piecing together just absurd jokes that I think of. And like, you know, I will do it. I will do it. If you want to skit or something on Euphoria, let me know. This question's so funny. How did you lose your virginity unless you're still a virgin? In which case, why can't you get pussy? That's good. I'm going to keep that. That's funny. That is funny. Can I be in a pool alone? The fuck kind of question is that? You mean, do I trust myself not to accidentally drown? Yeah, I do. Is that your question? Do I trust myself not to accidentally drown? Yeah, I do. I definitely do. What? Would you rather get married to a zombie or give birth to a zombie? Definitely give birth to it because I could just abort it. God bless the USA, baby. Fucking aborting babies left and right, man. That's the beauty about it. Fucking A, dude. Thank God for the blue, man. These fucking red states trying to let me not kill children. Unreal. Unreal, man. You know how many fucking idiots we raise? We should just kill him. Thoughts on the guy who wears a boot on his head and runs for president every... What? I gotta look this up. Guy who wears boot and runs for president. Are you lying? Are you making shit up? No fucking way, man. This guy wears... Dude, why did nobody... I'd vote for him. He seems like a well-versed guy in politics. Libertarian? Oh, dude, I love the libertarians. They are wild, dude. I love them. You ever watch an interview with a libertarian? I saw this one guy. They were like, how do you feel about people having a license? I wish I had a fucking producer who could pull up the video, but I'll just act it out because that's funnier anyways. This guy, he was asked a question. They go, do you think people should have to have a license to drive a car? I shit you not. This is his exact response. At first, he was just absolutely disgusted by the question. This is exactly how it happened. Let me play it out for you. Sir, do you think that people should need a license to drive a car? What? A license to drive a car? What's next? What am I going to need? A license to work a toaster? Huh? What's next? Am I going to need a license to sit in a chair? Like, they just take the extreme. It's so funny. What's next, man? What am I going to need? A license to fly a plane?
So what, man? There's only 100 people on board. If we crash, request. Fuck them. Fuck them.
Libertarians are nuts. At one point, before I knew anything about politics, I remember like the face value of like libertarianism was someone was like, you support gay rights, but like also you think a baby should have an assault rifle. And I like that. And I was like, love to support that chaos. That sounds great. But then I just, but then the more I found out about them, they're whacked. I'm not going to lie. Like if you're a libertarian, God bless you. But, you know, God bless. But at the same time, I can't get behind all. Also, you know, a baby shouldn't have an AR. I think there's, you know, I mean, you know, there should be some. I mean, I'm not going to get political here, but, you know, I don't think an 11-year-old should have a 50 cal. I think there should be a line at some point. But anyways, yeah, that's funny. What did somebody just ask me, by the way, that led me into that? Oh, this guy, he's part of the Libertarian Party. Dude, God bless this man. He looks like Gandalf took too much acid is exactly what I could describe him as. His name is Vermin Supreme, if you want to look him up. I fucking love this guy. He just wears a fucking rubber boot on his head. I don't know why he does, but fucking amen to him. That's amazing. Oh, look at some of these fun signs. Nobody gonna, they spelled gonna, G-O-N-N-A. Nobody gonna dictate our freedom. They sound like a smart group. Nobody gonna, what do you want to take my guns? What's next? You gonna take my toaster? You want to take my wife? Actually, take her. She's a bitch. Satirist Vermin Supreme launches mock Senate debate. This guy, dude, God bless his fucking soul. He got 0.1% of the vote. That is scary. That is scary. Dude, he just has a fucking boot on his head. Oh, this is, look at this picture. If you're watching, look at that. He's like pointing at the camera. That is, dude, I want to get that frame, put it on my wall. God bless this man. Jesus Christ, he's a fucking nut. Look at this. He is a, okay, just to, all right, for all of you, let me flash the camera real quick. For all you listening, he's running around what seems to be a major city. He has a boot on his head. He has a plastic Thor hand coming out of where his cock should be, and an American flag is inside the Hulk hand. The Hulk hand that is coming out of his genital region is holding the American flag while he has a boot on his head, and he's wearing some sort of feathers as well. This guy, dude, he has my vote. Vermin 2024. Gee, amen. People vote for this man. Not everybody should be allowed to vote. What are we doing? You know, I get it. It's a free country, but everybody doesn't deserve freedom. I mean, let's, come on. Oh, Jesus Christ. Anyways, thank you so much for listening. I am going to black out. Whew, this is a lot. Wow. Actually, okay. Don't like, subscribe, turn on post notifications, turn me on, send me nudes, send me your cock in mail. I'll give you my P.O. box if you want to send me your cock or your titties. God bless. Happy Thanksgiving, America. Oh, today's 2/22/22. Make a wish. Or not for you. For me, it is a wish. I'll make a little wish right now. In a year, this is going to be the number one podcast in America, USA, in the world. In the world. And if I'm wrong, I'll cut off my finger live on air. But I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to do the second half. But yeah, fucking, I'm going to have my own place in a year. Let's do that. This is for real. I'm going to have my own place. We're going to have I'm going to have a bunch of money. We're all going to have a bunch of money. We're going to have a beautiful studio. I'm going to have a beautiful home. And I'm going to have a wonderful, dude, my dream of mine is to just be in the public eye for like 40, 45 years, maybe until I'm 40 or 45. And then just fall off the face of the earth, have enough money to just live in some minimalist apartment in New York City and just have no contact with the outside world and just be this like fucking dude who just lives in the shadows. And then I'll eventually build a cave and then beat people up for petty crime. So I'm going to become Batman and I'm going to kill my parents. So that No, but seriously, 222, a bunch of twos, and my birthday's on January 22nd. 222, I love 22, lucky numbers. We're going viral in a year. We're going to have so much money and we're going to be absolutely balling out and we're going to have so many live shows. Yeah, like I said, like, subscribe, rate and review, Spotify, Apple. I love you guys. Follow on IG for the updates. All the socials are down below. And follow the subscribe to the Discord too if you want to talk podcast or if you want to call me a fucking pussy. That's also available in the Discord. You could say whatever you want. And we're going to end every episode like we always do with two claps and a Ric Flair. So can I get two claps and a Ric Flair? Woo! See you next week!